This is Earth and Sky for Monday, November 15th. Every 33 years, Comet Temple-Tuttle comes near the Sun.
Around this time, the ices holding the comet together loosen their grip. The comet starts to shed debris, leaving a long trail of rubble in its wake. Every year in November, our planet Earth plows through these orbiting particles from Temple-Tuttle. The particles vaporize in Earth's atmosphere to create the annual Leonid meteor shower.
The cometary debris that fuels the Leonid shower seems to be bunched up along a short section of Temple-Tuttle's orbit. That's why every 33 years or so, there's always the possibility of a great Leonid meteor storm whenever Temple-Tuttle returns near the Sun. The comet returned last in 1998. In 2001, some sky watchers reported 3,000 meteors per hour during the Leonid meteor shower. But that display didn't match the one in 1966, where some observers reported 100,000 meteors in a single hour.
This year, the shower's peak is expected before dawn on November 17th. Any clear night this week should be fine for watching the Leonids. Meteor showers are best between midnight and dawn. This year's forecast is for only 10 to 15 meteors per hour, but elevated levels are possible.
For more information, come to earthsky.org. Thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.